My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Rev. Lydia Speaks, Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way, Radio Network USA World.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Radio Network. I'm your host, Reverend Lydia Evans. And this morning, I want to discuss something with you that I call being ripe for the picking. Have you ever had a chance to talk to someone about God, but you hesitated? Maybe you didn't think it was the right time or place, or maybe you just didn't think that they would be receptive to what you say. And if they were a friend, did you think of the possibility of losing that friendship? We all make that mistake at one time or another, but just like Mother Nature tells you when fruit is ripe for the picking, so the Holy Spirit tells you, and He lets you know who to talk to and when and what to say. I was always worried about offending someone in the beginning, at least, because I was taught to respect the rights of others and how they chose to worship. But the fact of the matter is that if you think it's up to you to choose who to witness to, that act, or should I say non-action, keeps you from spreading God's love. I've had the experience of just one word changing someone's thought patterns. It changed how they felt about the situation they were going through. When you're being bombarded with troubles, even if you know to trust God, it's hard. So think just how lost you would be if you didn't know God. The way things are going to get today is we believers cannot afford not to be bold. Do you call yourself a person who cares and who loves people? Well, if so, then ask yourself these questions. Do you give people your undivided attention? Do you listen well? Maybe you just don't want to hear that same drama they always bring, and you can say whatever it is before they say it. You know, that kind of thing that they say the same thing so much you know what's next. But the first duty of true love is to listen. Could be that as they're telling you their story, they may actually hear something or come to a realization they hadn't before. How are you at serving? Now, I don't mean serving to get something and to be noticed. I mean little things like maybe helping the elderly with something as simple as sweeping their walkway, washing some dishes, going to the store. We used to do that when we were kids all the time. In short, are you a giver or are you a taker? Can you truthfully say that you forgive quickly? Now, this is a real, real hard one, especially if it's the ones who hurt you the most, or friends or family. Do you hold grudges? That energy can be a real poison to you. And remember, when you do pray the Lord's Prayer, you ask God to forgive you your trespasses as you forgive those who trespassed against you. That changes things, doesn't it? And don't forget, there is such a thing as be it done to me as I say. So that should tell you to watch what you say. And if you tell somebody that you're going to pray for them, do you? Think about it now. Or are you just saying what you think sounds good? I have a list that has grown to the point of me having to say all in need after personally naming those whose needs I know. Because I don't want to forget anybody. And some people, I really don't know what they need, but I know everybody needs something. So I'm just giving it all to God. Are you accepting of those who are different from you? Like all those who believe differently? Maybe you don't understand their form of worship, but are you at least tolerant? Because sometimes I've had it happen to me. People will say, I know you from somewhere. What church do you go to? And they start naming churches, and then they start naming schools or something so that we can have something in common. But when I don't say one of the big three that is here in my town, they kind of turn their noses up as if everything they just said about me that they liked has changed because I don't go or didn't learn it from where they thought they had learned it. But obviously they didn't, because they fell directly into judgment so quickly you could see it on their face. And here's another good one. Do you encourage people? Do they know that they can trust you? That what you tell them is true? And what they tell you is safe? Are you genuinely happy to know something good is happening to others, even if you're going through hard times right now yourself? Now, I want you to be real truthful with these questions, and I want you to check your answers against the answers that you know would be the way Jesus' answers would be. After all, we're told to be like him. And that's really hard. None of us is perfect all of the time, but the important thing is to just show up and try to make a difference. We are the hands and the feet of the Creator. We have within us a spark of the divine, and as we work at it, that spark becomes a flame until you find yourself so on fire for Christ that your very actions, the way you carry yourself, and the blessings that flow into and out of you cannot be denied. Think of the glow that Moses had after the meeting that he had with God on the mountain. This glow will become a part of you because you are living from the Spirit within. All of us have a duty to help change this world, one witness at a time. And a lot of times, you don't understand what it is that you're supposed to do. Right where you are, with all the love and knowledge you have, you're supposed to do whatever you can. Look for opportunities. Don't just wait until something comes to you or your family that needs a solid prayer. Because, you know, there's a saying that I didn't get involved when they were chasing a certain group of people away because it didn't involve me. I didn't get involved when they changed laws that did not affect my tribe of people. I didn't get involved because it didn't directly affect me or my kind until one day it did, and there was no one there left to help me. If we worry about our timing, this just may be the case, because you only get out of life what you put into it. Well, you may say, okay, Reverend Lydia, I've tried loving my enemies and it didn't change them. Maybe not, but it changed you. The energy you developed, at least by trying, it helped to build you spiritual muscle. Just like exercise builds your physical strength, doing things from the heart builds your vibration. It changes it from one of apathy to one of care and concern. So now, I don't think twice if I feel in my spirit that it's time to share with someone. And I don't, because God will let me know that the harvest is ready. Seed time and harvest are real. And that exact order is as necessary for people's spiritual development as it is for crops being sown. With both, you can't expect a harvest if no seed of truth is first planted and given time to take root. The things this world are showing right now makes me think that there just has to be many who want to do or say something that will make a change. The time to be bold is now. People are in search of something, and many don't realize it's God that they are searching for. That makes this time so important. To be blessed enough to know and to share what you know with those who are ready to allow themselves to be rooted and grounded in truth, hope, love, and the protection of God. A loving Father who wants nothing more than to gather His children to His bosom. Don't let the fear of being rejected cause you to miss the opportunity to gather fruit for the kingdom. The time is now. It's ripe for the picking. And when I say it's ripe for the picking, it's because I've had the opportunity to come in contact with people who I have no idea why. It could be in a grocery line, but for some reason, people will gravitate toward me and decide that maybe my facial expression tells them that they can trust something with me. I've had ladies walk up to me, ask a question about whatever is relevant for wherever we are, and then continue to follow me and discuss different things. Now, I have to check myself, because just like everybody else, when I'm out doing what I need to do for the day, I'm in the middle of a zone. And when I get in that zone, I really don't want to be sidetracked, because it's very easy when you're sidetracked not to get back that vibrational pull to getting things done that you really need to have done. But I have learned that if I just take a moment to talk to someone about whatever it is that they feel like talking about, it doesn't really take away too much time for me. Now, I do have to caution you. Sometimes there are people that, let's just say, have a little mental issue or something that is going on with them, and you have to be careful because things will change. I was in the store, and I witnessed a lady walk up to another lady and ask a question. Whatever the question was, I didn't hear. And the woman who was doing the asking turned and went in the opposite direction and stood by this case. And I think, I don't know whether it had products in it that people were afraid were going to be stolen, but it was locked. And she began to beat on this case instead of just asking for some help from someone. And the lady that she was talking to apparently worked there, but she didn't have on the smock, so I didn't know that at the time. And she came over and she said, "Let me find someone to help you." And this woman who was beating on a case decided to jump up and yell at this lady. And she was yelling such obscenities and calling this lady such racial slurs till people around started taking out their cameras and filming. You know, we do that now. Nothing is changed and nothing is new. It's just that we all have smartphones and people start to redirect their energy when they think they're going to be put on blast. But this lady did not. And she continued and she continued. So the helpful woman walked away. She came back with who I can only assume is the manager. And as soon as the accusatory lady saw the manager, she broke down and started crying. And she said, "Everybody can tell you this woman basically assaulted me. She put her hands on me." No, she did not. She tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Let me find someone to help you. Don't hit on the case. It may break." And with that, people started to coming to the woman's defense. And the manager was standing there not exactly knowing what to do. And finally, somebody found some security. And the officer was trying to make heads or tails of what was going on. And this lady had a full-on meltdown. And she kept saying, "They're filming me. They're filming me. And that's against the law. And I'm going to go to jail. Don't report me. I have a good job. I have a husband and children. And I don't want anybody to know that I hate." And she proceeded to call this lady a racial slur. Well, by now, this was probably all over Facebook. But just to think that if somebody had talked to this lady, had maybe just witnessed to this lady about love, which is all the off-duty person was trying to do, was to get her some help and to tell her how she could get what she wanted out of the case without becoming belligerent. I think it might have been some kind of little mental problem with this lady. So I caution you, sometimes when you talk to people, you have to have discernment. You have to weigh what you say, but don't stop. Don't stop what you say, because what you say may just go in her ear now, but later that seed, that planted seed, may come up and she may offer it to someone else, or it may calm down some of her mental anguish. And as it turned out, they just led the lady away and the other lady went on about her business with what she was doing. But she was visibly shaken, as was myself and a couple of other ladies. And by this time, people were afraid to even look at each other because it was embarrassing for the people that were the same ethnic group as the woman doing the screaming. And it was hurtful to everyone else. I don't understand why we fight like we do, why we don't understand that we are one. And if I don't know the oneness, the allness, the isness of the Creator himself, if I can see it within someone, I might not even know what to call it or how to go about getting it, but I could certainly emulate that person. And in doing so, I can change my direction and maybe change the direction of people around me and maybe change my thought patterns and my manifestations from something that's not what I want to something that's everything that I want and need. When you think about it that way, I'm not saying just bombard people and "Do you know Jesus?" I myself got tired of people running up to me telling me that. But what I've learned to do is say, "Yes, I do. Now tell me what you know and I'll fill in the blanks." And sometimes it stops them in their tracks. But a lot of times it leads to a lot of good conversation. And in one case, it even led to a friendship. You see, everybody thinks what they know is the best. My grandmother used to say, "Every crow thinks his crow is the blackest." I never understood that, but it's just like every parent thinks their child is the most special, the smartest, anything better than everybody else. And if it's true that what we believe, our belief system becomes who we are, or we become our belief system, then of course we have to think it's best, because we need to know that what we have going for us makes us separate, better, and superior to everybody else. I don't agree with that, but I understand human nature. It's almost like belonging to a special club where only you and just a few people who were chosen have access. Only in this club, those that have the key to the door are charged with opening that door so others can walk through freely. I give thanks for knowing that. I give thanks for the knowledge that I have been given and the platform that I have to share. I give thanks for the people who have listened and for the people that I have listened to. For the love of God, for the generosity of others, and even for my trials, and even for times that I have to fight back what does not seem healthy to keep it out of my 3 feet of personal space. But putting yourself in that nice God bubble for even just a moment can give you enough energy to go on and do what you need to do. Yes, there are times when all I want to do is hide my head, because this world is so crazy. But if God didn't give up on the world after he sent the flood, he sent back life. So who am I not to do the same? I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for allowing me into your 3 feet of personal space for just this moment in time. And I ask you, ask yourself these questions. Listen to the answers that come deep within. Change what needs to be changed so that your vibration will be high enough to vibrate full enough to engulf others in love. This is Reverend Lydia. Thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you again soon. Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you. That you could overcome, I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.